Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 64. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling.
We're continuing on with part four of how that the Bible tells us that Rome
is powered.
The Roman Catholic cult is powered by the spirit of Satan. And it's not only the enemy of the United States, but is the enemy of the entire world. And so the Lord gave me a piece of literature which points that out. Rome's Antichrist agents are in the United States now, claiming to be United States agents, and they like to destroy Christianity. They actually killed a bunch of babies and moms and dads at Waco. And the government agents told me that I was supposed to be Waco. And they started calling me, when they had me in on trial, Waco 2, that I'm going to be the next one. But that won't happen until the Lord allows it to happen. And really, I've been in the ministry 41 years. That's a year longer than Moses. And so I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for whatever. And I'm happy in the Lord. I love living the life of Christ. I love Christ living in me. I don't believe in us living everyday life, our life, that Lord wants us to enjoy our everyday life. But I believe that the Lord wants us to enjoy Christ, to enjoy Him. Because if we're enjoying the Lord Jesus Christ all the time, we're not worried about what happens to us during the day. We just are praising and thanking the Lord no matter what happens. Amen. And we feel His power in us, and we're able to go through it very easily because it's the Spirit that gives us the power to be able to do that. So many people complain that some people in the church are not treating them right, and so they're going to go down the hill, or there's something happening in their life. They're not getting loved enough by their husbands, and so they just want to go backslide. They want to get themselves another husband. A lot of them like to kill their husband. Well, they had me in jail for the false charges of tax evasion or tax fraud, whatever you want to call it. They actually put me in there because of the gospel that I preached. There was many women in there that had killed their husbands, and probably because of the fact that they'd been out committing adultery and their husbands didn't like it, maybe whipped them or something, you know. In the Bible said that they should be stoned to death for committing adultery. Amen?
Amen.
Are you advocating that, Pastor Tony? I'm advocating everything the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
So whipping a woman doesn't give the woman a license to actually, after having committed adultery on the guy, for her to kill him in his sleep. And people in this government that we live in today are justifying that. They say that's justifiable homicide because he whipped her up alongside her head. I mean, you know, things are so reverse. It's unbelievable. But the thing I would do is, if my wife committed adultery on me, I'd just put her out the house. And if I didn't like the house that much, I'd just take off and get me another house, okay? This is my house, you know, like they say down south. This is my wife. She's not my wife if she's committing adultery on me. I'm not going to whip her alongside the head because that wouldn't do any good anyway. You can't whip Satan other than by preaching the gospel to him. That's what enrages him so much, is that he can't lead me in to that sort of thing. Now, if somebody is mocking or scoffing the gospel, the Bible says to smite a scorner. Somebody doesn't listen to the gospel. No, I believe in that. Okay, I believe the Bible. Okay, now that has nothing to do with evolution. Except if you smite a scorner, they might repent, and so they would evolve into a saint rather than a sinner if you smack them one across the mouth, okay? For scorning, for being a scorner. Scorning the Bible. But, you know, that too, I like to just put people out of the church because they don't belong here. The 11th chapter of Revelation states that we're to measure people in the church to see if they qualify for being in the church. And if they don't believe the commandments, they don't measure up to the Word of God, in other words. So a measuring rod. That's the measuring stick that it talks about in the 11th chapter of Revelation. You're to put them out with the Gentiles, the unbelievers, the people that live their own lives rather than let Christ live his life out in them. Joyce Meyer has a program that's called Enjoying Everyday Life, and she's saying that we should enjoy our life. But the Lord says that he wants our life to be done away with and let him live his life in us. Amen?
Amen.
So if I was Joyce, I'd change the title on that because I'm making a lot of people hip to what the Bible really says. Amen?
Amen.
And so that right there, she got egg all over her face again. Egg all over her face again. And I'm not saying she can't talk good. Hitler could talk good, too. He talked so good that they annihilated 7 million Jews. Instead of trying to convert them, Hitler being a Catholic, they should have tried to convert the Jews if they think that they're Christ haters. What could be more Christ haters than this Catholic cult that's taken the Bible out of school, that's telling people, don't mention the name Christ around me. The word Christ is offensive to me. The name of Christ, the name of God, don't even mention it in court. These are the ones that hate God. Would you think that the Germans would want to kill them? No, because they were Catholics. Amen?
Amen.
Lutherans, they called themselves. Lutherans and Catholics. They're the ones that murdered the Jews. The Jews, many of them, are coming into the Lord now. And they believe the Bible, but they still want to kill the Jews. I'm a Jew. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman. Now, that's a double strike against me, according to the Vatican, because they hate Christians and Jews. So that's why they got a double barrel shotgun after me. They just don't like that at all. But the feelings are mutual, boys. Okay? I don't like Satan, and you people love Satan, and I hate him. And Jesus says that we are to hate Satan, but love the Lord. Hating Satan doesn't mean that we're supposed to kill people that are possessed with the devil, but we're to watch out for them, stay away from them as much as possible, and just preach the word to them to try to convert them anyway so that it doubles and redoubles the punishment on them when they wind up in hell and in the lake of fire. So the more you people listen to me, and I know you government agents are listening to me, and the more you ignore the gospel, the hotter it's going to be for you in the pit of hell and the lake of fire. Now don't say that someone never told you, because I did. The Bible says that in the last days, we Jews who wrote the Bible, not you Gentiles, not you Americans, this was a Middle Eastern book written by people that were of the Lord, the Bible states that we would be called in the last days, just before Christ comes back to earth, to preach the gospel to you Gentiles that have made Christmas into a Santa Claus, the birth of Christ, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ into an Easter rabbit. You're idol worshippers. You idol worship a fake fat man in a red suit and try to tell your kids about that. Don't you know how ticked off they're going to be at you when they find out that there's no Santa? It's Jesus that gives you the blessings. Amen?
Amen.
And that would really tick a child off. I knew a man. I met him in prison when I was in there for the gospel on the charges of IRS problems. And he wrote a whole story of how ticked off he was when he found out that there was no Santa Claus. And here he was about 30 years old, 35, somewhere in there. And it was just really touching to see. He called them a few choice names for saying those things to him. And no, you should teach your children about the Lord Jesus Christ and about God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go up to the throne now, everybody. Father, we ask that you pour out your anointing spirit on this message, on the reading of the Antichrist government in our government. These absolute satanic spiritual criminals are agents of Satan, and they all bow to Rome, the seat of Satan. Lord, we ask you anoint everything that's being said. And Lord, anoint my commentary, the things that you want me to say on this broadcast, so people can understand the word that are in the church, and those the people that are not in the church, of your body, that are out in the world, that are lost, that are carnal, and they just can't get rid of their sinful lives. Lord, let them, through your anointing, your outward anointing, the Holy Spirit, let them know that there's power for them to be able to live a godly life in Christ Jesus if they accept Christ Jesus. In this message, that just ask him to come in to your heart, and by the Holy Spirit, Jesus will come into your spirit, his eternal spirit with the Father, by the Spirit will enter into your temporal spirit and make your spirit immortal, eternal. And then he'll give you the power to keep his commandments. So many people say, oh, Jesus did it all. He did, and he expects us to be the continuation of his incarnation here on earth. And with his power in us, the same power that was in his human body when he's here on earth, he was able to keep all the commandments. And the Bible, the Word, says that we will be able to do the very same thing. And I can attest to that. I'm a testimony to that, that this is extremely possible. And then I know many other people that are doing what the Lord says and are able to do it and to abstain from fornication, adultery, drugs, alcohol, tobacco. People say they were born to be homosexuals and lesbians. That's why the Lord says that you need to be born again. You were not born a homosexual. It's the evil spirit that entered into you when you were laying helpless in your crib. But the Lord says if you're born again, anew, in the Spirit of God will enter into you and you will hate the things that you were before. And you'll love the things that you are now. You'll enjoy the life of Christ. Not your life, but the life of Christ. And the Lord wants us to enjoy him because he is our everything. He's our food, our water. He's our very life, the air that we breathe. He's the kingdom of God. He's the temple we live in, and we're his temple that he lives in to give us that power. Same power that he had when he was here on earth in the human body. Father, we ask that you strengthen the church, lift it up, lift your whole body higher and higher. And Lord, let them hear what the Spirit saith unto each human being that is in you, the churches, and let billions of souls be saved. And Father, we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, this is part four of the evil one world government that is within our midst that are not really U.S. government, because our U.S. government would never, the real U.S. government would never kill our own citizens. Would never send our citizens off to a fake war, a fictitious war. You know, we have an article here that Bin Laden, just as I said in one of my tracks, has been dead now for years. He had kidney problem and had to have this dialysis machines on him all the time. They tried to say he's in a cave, but there's no plug-ins for a dialysis machine in a cave, you know? Right?
Right.
And so maybe that's why he died, is because he was in a cave. But it says that he died in a hospital, okay? Or a hospice, you know, where they murdered Terry Schiavo, our illustrious government. That is not our government. This is not our government, folks. This is the Roman Catholic cult government that the Bible tells about that would have the entire world in its grip, except those of us that are born again of the Spirit. That's why they hate the Bible. They don't want you to know these things. So pick that up and read it. That way, people like Jack Van Impe and all these other people will not be able to deceive you with their false doctrine, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this guy can rattle off scriptures one after the other, but trace them down. They don't mean what he's saying. He sounds so intelligent, and he looks so enthusiastic, and I really wish that he was other than a Roman Catholic. He claims to be a Christian, then all of a sudden he let the cat out of the bag and stated what he was. And I knew one thing, that he's for sure unscriptural. Absolutely. Don't listen to that guy. All right, listen to me and then follow up on the footnotes. You'll see that old Papa Tony's right here. You'll see, read the Bible and you'll see. We have all the footnotes. Gosh, we must have thousands of footnotes in the literature that the Lord has given me. And you'll see that what I'm preaching is the actual truth.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's continue on with part four of this piece of literature. Go ahead.
The last broadcast, John Peeler, the undercover agent for many government agencies, stated that he knew that the accusations about Tony Alamo's church having guns were false because of talking to several of the members and also reading his literature. He continues,
this update here kind of reminds me of the Lone Rangers. Meanwhile, Tonto, back at the ranch, you know, and so on and so forth. The last broadcast was a cliffhanger of some kind or another. And this literature here is definitely far more realistic because you're living in this world right now, and these things really are going on. You saw them murder those children and men and women. They say, well, they were abusing those kids. They were abusing the kids. This government blew them up and killed them, okay? What could be more abusive? They should have said, get all the kids out, come on, bring them out, because we want to kill David Koresh, okay? But no, they enjoyed the spirit of Satan. But we enjoy the spirit of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, you government agents, my goodness. One time when I was in prison for this time, they said I wanted to do something to a judge, that I wanted to capture a judge. Me? Capture a judge? I want to get as far away from them as I possibly can. I don't want to kidnap one, but I won that case for sure. And one of them, after the trial, they were bragging about, well, we're going to, because they still were keeping me in there on some other false charge, and they finally dropped that one. And as you can see, I'm out now. Mm-hmm. But they said, well, I'm taking my kids to the carnival and or to the fair, you know, and we're going to see animals and go on all the rides. And they were, like, taunting me like I cared about that kind of stuff. And I told them, there were three of them there, marshals, and I says, you know something? I wouldn't trade my life to be where you're at on the other side of these bars for all the money in the world. And the guy says, why? And the other one grabbed his holster and started pulling a gun out of me. I said, hey, man, what, are you going to kill me because I said I would love the life I'm living in Christ? I said, I wouldn't want to be as ignorant to the gospel as you are. I said, put your gun back. You guys will get another crack at me one of these days. And he, in his stupor, considered that for a moment, then shoved his gun back into the holster. Now, this is how horrible these wicked people are. We get letters all the time of the abuse that people are getting by these people and in prison. Okay, go ahead.
The Bible says that Rome is powered by the spirit of Satan himself and is not only the enemy of the United States, but the whole world. Peeler continues, so anyways, the government has been after Pastor Lamo for many, many years, because the government is afraid of anyone that speaks the truth in this country about some of the terrible things that some of the government officials do.
No, a lot of people say the government would never do that. You saw them kill those people, murder them.
Amen.
Over in Waco, and you saw them bombing this country over here and saying that Bin Laden is alive and he's the bad one, hiding in caves, one cave to the other, dragging his dialysis machine behind him like a tail, okay? My God, wake up, you people. You can't be that stupid. Reminds me of Edgar Bergen years ago that had these two wooden dummies. One was Charlie McCarthy and the other was Mortimer Snerd. And he says, Mortimer, how can you be so stupid? Mortimer says, well, it ain't easy. Well, I'm asking you people the same question. How can you, after seeing these people do these things, be so stupid? And are you answering me back? I wish I could hear you on the radio here. Are you saying, it ain't easy? Okay, go ahead.
I have known too many government officials from top to bottom that did things that are totally evil and against God's law and against man's law. But one of the things the government agencies do is if you get on the list, they get people to infiltrate your organization, try to do away with you in certain ways, and if they can't get you any other way, they pull the Al Capone thing and get you on the tax laws. The tax laws are so complicated that it's a very easy way to get people. I personally knew William Jefferson Clinton, also known as William Jefferson Blythe. I know the people in the Secret Service, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and many of these agencies work the same way. They have what they call the Violent Crime Task Force, and they go after people they want. Pastor Lamo is not violent. He preaches love and peace, to my knowledge, but he is on this list.
Love is the keeping of God's commandments. That's all I'm preaching, is keep God's commandments so that you can go to heaven. Isn't that love, that I'm trying to keep you out of hell and get your soul to where you believe the Word of God that you can go to heaven? You don't want to call that hate. Mm-hmm. Like the Apostle Paul said, am I considered your enemy because I tell you the truth? Why do you want to rule that I'm your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? And I'm not saying evil things about Billy Graham or these other people, that I'm saying that they should get right with the Lord, because they're not right with the Lord. They're preaching that they don't know that sinners are going to hell or not. And it's plain in the Bible, all over the Bible, that you're going to hell if you have sin on your soul. You got to repent, all right? So you guys put your guns back in your holsters, all right? Simmer down, Doopy. All right, what else?
He didn't sell out to the government and say what the government wants people to say, that the government is good and righteous and is doing right for the people, which they're not doing. But one of the warnings that I want to give to Pastor Lamo right now is, you notice a lot of people in the United States are dying of cancer. Now, this is a scenario that could happen, okay? The FBI, BATF, CIA, and CIA officially did not work for the United States, but they did work in the United States and do a lot of things. But now, under the new Anti-Terrorist Act and the Homeland Security Act, they can legally work in the United States. but I knew CIA agents that have been working in the United States for years doing deals. But okay, you're on a list of the government. They can't find anything wrong or anything you're doing. So pretend I'm this person. This is pretend now. I go to your house and I check over your house, look over it, try to figure out when you come, when you go, where you live, as much information as I can about you that I can get. Okay, then after I do that, I go to the local water department of the town and I show them a badge and tell them I'm a federal agent and what I need is a water person's uniform because I need to go in and watch this person's house and supervise it. And most of the local government agencies and utilities are proud to help out the federal government on a deal. So then I go to your house and I take my little black bag of dirty tricks with me, which may include I have lead-lined gloves, and then I have a little thing that looks like a pencil lead. But this little pencil lead is used in Texas and overseas in the oil-producing countries. This little pencil lead is a type of uranium compound. I think it is uranium-P35, but I'm not exactly sure the designation of it. But it looks like a tiny little pencil lead out of a mechanical pencil. It comes in a lead-lined case, and that's what they do. And the legitimate purpose for this thing is they drop it down an oil well, and then they drop a few sticks of dynamite with blasting caps with it. Then they explode it. When they explode it, they can get a Geiger counter and look at the fissures of the ground and figure out which way the fissures go in the ground and try to figure out where they need to drill for oil. This is the legitimate purpose of it. But one of the purposes that the Roman-controlled United States government uses for this device is they get this little tiny device, get lead-lined gloves, and then I go to your house and knock on the door and I tell you that your water meter is messed up, that I need to change out your water meter because it's costing you too much money. And you're proud that I'm changing your water meter out because it's defective and costing you too much money. So I go around there, turn off the water, get into the incoming line on your water meter. Then I get this little copper screen wire. I put my lead-lined gloves on, I put this little uranium element inside the copper screen wire, and then I put it on the incoming line to your home or your business. And then what happens is I put it back together, knock on the door, put a note, tell you that your water is fixed, everything is perfect and working well. Now you can go back to using your water again. So then, anyways, about a week later, you change the water in your goldfish a little bit, and your goldfish dies. And then you have a parakeet, and your parakeet dies because some animals are more sensitive than others.
I imagine you do that uranium. Then what?
And then the fur starts coming out of your dog or your cat, but you just think they're shedding and stuff. Then they start getting sick, and the vet can't figure out what's wrong with them. And then some of your hair starts coming out. But I mean, you are getting older, so maybe some of your hair comes out every now and then and stuff. And then after a while, the people in the house, especially the ones that are drinking more water than others, are starting to come up with types of cancer that are related to ingesting a radioactive substance. But the doctor doesn't know this because doctors don't know what to look for and stuff. So you are dying of some kind of poison. Radiation is a type of poison and one of the best poisons there is. There's all different kinds of poisons, but it's one of the best and one of the easiest to poison a person by. So with the stuff that Pastor Lama was putting out, the truth about what the government's doing, the evil, corrupt things that some government officials, I'm not saying the whole government's corrupt, but there's too many people in the government that work for the Roman Catholic government that has infiltrated the United States government that are corrupt, that are doing evil things right now. That's one of the things that caused the collapse of the Roman Empire when the people in the government collided with each other because they were just totally corrupt, that people couldn't handle it any longer. I'm afraid that history tends to repeat itself in spiraling cycles, and we are there right now. But I am warning Pastor Lamo that things like that could happen to him. Also, I know personally a man that lives right here. We live in the Sherwood area of North Little Rock. I have asked him permission, and he will not give me permission to use his name because he still works for the United States government. He's retired from the United States Air Force, but he works in an official capacity. He got a degree in engineering and science. He works for the Air Force, well, he retired from the Air Force, but what he does now, he goes to a place where he needs to do a deal to someone, and he goes to a pharmacy, and they shipped him a biological agent from a United States government pharmacy. He says he's a diabetic. They ship him something in the mail. He gets it in the mail, the pharmacist, because he's a diabetic, an alleged diabetic. I don't think he really is, but anyway, he gets this substance, and there are different substances that are passed different ways. You can pass it through the air, you can use a little ring that's got a little spike on it and spike a person, or you can put it in their water supply, or in a drink, or in some of the food in their refrigerator, or so forth. But if you notice, for example, Look back at history, and you remember John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated? But now, even on the History Channel, they don't say the man, they say the men that killed President Kennedy. They've even done specials about it.
Right, and I've written tracks on it that it was five Houston or Dallas, one of the two Houston police officers, that killed him. Not who they said did. Okay. Then what else?
And Pastor Alamo has even related in some of these publications. It is a fairly known common fact now that it wasn't a lone assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. In fact, according to the government sources, I was not involved in the deal. It was before my time. I'm only 54 years old. But anyway, what happened was James Files was the guy that was the trigger man that actually got the shot that got him. And he was proud of the fact and told it to all the government agents, operatives, and all the people that he met and got in contact with him. I was told by him and by other persons that he bit the end of the shell casing and set it on top of the fence post of the grassy knoll, the bullet that he fired, to show that he did it. But now, last I heard about the guy, he's in Marion Penitentiary for some deal that he did get caught on, that he might have done or might not have done. But he's had all his teeth removed where they can't trace him back to the shell casing that got President Kennedy.
Well, I see again that our time has run out, so make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask Him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask Him by the Spirit, Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. But I know that you won't turn me away because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 64.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948. Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
God bless you. I'll see you, or you'll hear of me tomorrow if you tune in. Until then, stay in the Word and enjoy the life of Christ, not your life, but enjoy the life of Christ. Let your life end so that Christ can live His life in and through you, in Jesus' name. Till then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550, or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.